Next, I'm delighted to welcome the proper ladies who I've had the pleasure of listening to, and they always have something new. They have also a very deep repertoire of songs. I don't think I've heard the same song twice from you folks. You're just always pulling out something new.
Maybe.
And you sometimes really surprise us.
Over the Martin Luther King weekend, the proper ladies were involved in what they call a fan convention called Aresia. We gave a concert, and I did a lot of workshops. But we entered a competition. It was called Gloom, Doom, and Despondency.
Can you move the bass over?
Now, the point of this competition was to sing a serious song that was also funny. And you won the competition if you were appropriately serious and you made more people laugh than anyone else.
Because then they had to leave the room.
So the
emptier the room, the better.
Right. I mean, if you can imagine trying to get up and sing to empty a room. But then there was also this thing, it was Saturday night in Boston, and there's this thing about Saturday, people don't laugh Saturday nights in Boston.
Very serious.
Boston
but
audience is
Saturday
on Saturday
night.
But
we were going to ask you to try the experiment. Of
so the upshot laughing. Is the proper ladies came home with a trophy. And this,
we had some good competition too, which was
yeah, it was very it was better. Very competitive. This is the song that won it. Did you ever hear the story of the loyal cat, meow, who was faithful to the flag and ever followed that, meow? Oh, he had a happy home beneath the southern sky, but he packed his bag and left it when our troops came nigh, and he fell into the column with a low grad cry. Meow. Poor kitty popcorn, buried in a snowdrift now. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song, meow. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song, meow. Round her neck she wore a ribbon, she was black as jet, meow. And at once a gallant claimed her for a soldier's pet, meow. Oh, the perils of the battle and the march she bore, climbing on her master's shoulder when her feet were sore, whispering in his ear with wonder at the cannon's roar, meow. Poor kitty popcorn, buried in a snowdrift now. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song, meow. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song, meow. Now the cruel war is over and the troops disband, meow. Kitty follows like a pilgrim to the northern land, meow. Ah, but sorrow overtakes her, and her master dies, as she sadly sits a-gazing in his dim blue eyes. Till by strangers driven rudely from the door, she cries, meow. Poor kitty popcorn, buried in a snowdrift now. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song, meow. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song, meow.
So she wanders on the prairie till she sees his form. Meow. Carried forth and buried roughly in the driving storm. Meow. Her slender frame, it shivers in the northern blast, as she seeks the sandy mound on which the snow falls fast. And alone amid the darkness there, she breathes her last. Meow. Poor Kitty Popcorn, buried in the snowdrift now. Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song. Meow! Nevermore shall ring the music of your charming song.
Really was very serious.
I just have a couple of announcements. The Proper Ladies will be featuring at the Chelmsford Open Mic on Friday, February 22nd. There is a round gathering in Wellesley on the 1st. That's this coming Friday. And classes begin tomorrow, and there's flyers over there.
And we'll be in Chelmsford at the end of February. Did you tell them that?
Who else but the Proper Ladies could remind us of the deep repertoire of Kitty Death songs? Thank you for sharing with us.